Welcome to Stork Science World, the podcast that brings you the latest in scientific research. I'm your host, Janie, and this podcast is proudly produced by Stork, a research productivity software designed to help scientists organize and accelerate their work.
And I'm Alex. Today we're diving into some fascinating new research on Alzheimer's disease that was just published in Nature Medicine. This one's a real breakthrough in understanding how tau proteins behave in the early stages of the disease.
That's right, Alex. This study is particularly interesting because it focuses on what happens before those characteristic tangles form in the brain. You know, those neurofibrillary tangles that are one of the hallmarks of Alzheimer's.
Exactly. And what's really exciting about this research is that it might help explain why some Alzheimer's treatments work better for patients who don't yet have a lot of those tangles. It's all about catching the disease process earlier.
So let's break this down. The researchers were looking at something called soluble tau assemblies, or STAs. These are basically tau proteins that have started to clump together, but haven't yet formed those rigid, insoluble tangles that damage neurons.
Right. And up until now, we haven't had great ways to detect these early-stage tau assemblies or really understand their structure. But that's exactly what this team managed to do.
The research team actually identified a specific core sequence within these soluble tau assemblies, roughly amino acids 258 to 368 for those who want to get technical. And they found that this core region is different from what's in the fully formed tangles.
And what's really fascinating is what they discovered about phosphorylation sites. So, phosphorylation is basically when phosphate groups attach to certain parts of a protein and change how it behaves. The researchers found two particular sites, serine 262 and serine 356, that seem to be crucial in these early tau assemblies.
That's a huge finding, Alex, and they did some really clever experiments to prove it. They looked at brain tissue from people who had died with Alzheimer's and used special antibodies that could recognize these phosphorylation sites.
Yeah, and get this. Those antibodies almost exclusively stained what they called granular or prefibrillar tau aggregates in what they termed pre-NFTs, basically the precursors to those full-blown neurofibrillary tangles.
Meanwhile, when they used antibodies against other phosphorylation sites, like serine 202, threonine 205, and threonine 231, those stained the whole spectrum of tau aggregates, from early to mature tangles.
So basically, they found markers that are specific to the early stages of tangle formation. That's potentially huge for early diagnosis.
Absolutely. And they didn't stop there. They also did some really interesting functional experiments. They took the core peptide sequence they identified and tested it on mouse hippocampal brain slices.
And what happened?
Well, they found that this core peptide from the soluble tau assemblies was actually more potent at disrupting neuronal function than the core peptide from the mature fibrils. It altered neuronal excitability and synaptic transmission pretty dramatically.
That's really interesting because it supports this idea that's been floating around for a while, that these early-stage tau assemblies might actually be more toxic to neurons than the fully formed tangles.
Exactly. It's like the tangles might be the end result, but not necessarily the most damaging part of the process. And that has huge implications for treatment approaches.
But wait, there's more. The researchers also developed a cerebrospinal fluid assay, basically a test that can detect these soluble tau assemblies in the CSF.
Right. And their test could actually differentiate Alzheimer's from non-Alzheimer's tauopathies. That's pretty remarkable, since there are several different diseases that involve tau protein issues.
And the levels of these soluble tau assemblies in the CSF correlated with both the severity of tangle pathology and cognitive decline. This correlation held up independently of amyloid beta deposition, which is the other major hallmark of Alzheimer's.
They also showed that their CSF marker correlated with tau PET uptake across different BRAC stages. For those who aren't familiar, BRAC staging is how we classify the progression of tau pathology in Alzheimer's.
So to sum up this amazing study, the researchers identified the core structure of these early-stage soluble tau assemblies, found specific phosphorylation sites that mark them, showed they're functionally toxic to neurons, and developed a test that can detect them in CSF.
And all of this opens up some really exciting possibilities for both diagnosis and treatment. If we can reliably detect these early-stage tau assemblies before tangles form, we might be able to intervene much earlier in the disease process.
Exactly. And the researchers specifically point out that targeting these soluble tau assemblies might be more effective than trying to deal with the tangles once they've already formed. It's like it's easier to break up a small clump of proteins than to dissolve a massive rigid tangle.
That makes perfect sense. And this also helps explain why some existing experimental treatments seem to work better in patients who don't yet have extensive tangle pathology.
You know, Jamie, I think this is one of those studies that could really change how we approach Alzheimer's research and treatment. It's filling in a crucial piece of the puzzle about what happens in those early stages before symptoms become severe.
I couldn't agree more. And it's worth noting that this study was just published online in February 2025 in Nature Medicine. The research was led by a team that includes authors from multiple institutions, though we should mention the paper isn't fully out in print yet.
Well, that wraps up our discussion of this fascinating research on tau protein in Alzheimer's disease. As always, we'd love to hear your thoughts and questions. You can reach us through our website or social media channels.
Thanks for joining us on Stork Science World. I'm Jamie.
And I'm Alex. Until next time, keep exploring the fascinating world of science.